Good morning once again. Trying to explain what happened yesterday in the Spanish politics. To tell the truth, nothing really important. The first thing that I find relevant is that Spain continues to be one of the 28 countries affected by the continuated expansion of the European Union. Thus, the official publicity of the Union being that we will be very well, much better off when Ukraine, Moldavia, and the Balkans be a part of the European Union. And well, I don't agree with that. We're bad enough with the actual union. Now, so as to what's important here, really, is the first thing is what has been happening inside of the Socialist Party. Because they, once the premier resigned, I mean, once Sánchez wanted to resign and began his meditation and reflection about all of that. Many people in the Socialist Party and in all the left were very worried because of his succession. They had no candidate, and they still have no candidate. But the position of Sánchez is that he does what he wants in that party and in all the left. That's dictating who will be the candidate, of course, himself. Because he now sends the message to everybody that he's going to be the candidate. And should anybody else try to begin some kind of internal polls or elections, and in order to find out who would be a good candidate or should be the other candidate, he clearly stated that he's going to continue, and he is going to continue, and he will continue because he controls the Socialist Party, just as Stalin controlled the Socialist Soviet Party. So now the Soviets wouldn't hesitate to almost oblige Stalin to continue. And here the committees will not hesitate Sánchez to continue. And that is what is happening, and that is what will continue to happen. Here the committees are called federations. Federations. The federations are begging Sánchez to continue. And they really are begging because they need him in order to pay their bills. Because they depend of the incomes that come from the public budget. And the public budget won't continue paying their bills if Sánchez and the Socialist Party leaves the government. Another important thing is that he has returned, well, returned. He didn't really leave, but he now begins a new paragraph trying to renew the. It's called Consejo General del Poder Judicial. This means the government of the judges. I mean, the how the judges are selected system. He's going to change the composition of this council of the judiciary power. That's his official name. By changing the composition of this council, without the rules of the constitution, which is really a coup d'etat. Now, what he says is that he is going to do it without the Popular Party, without the PP. But he can't do it without the PP because he needs a majority of 2/3 in the Congress to change the composition of that council. And they have been quarrelling for 5 years, trying to determine which could be good members for the next council. And they didn't reach an agreement because these socialists are so keen of designing members of that council that on their own will nominate judges that are completely leftist from the ideological point of view, thus trying to change society without changing the rules, by changing the judges. That is very, very, very important. And I really think that the Popular Party has been doing a good job, thus stopping this unconstitutional attitude and unconstitutional breaking of rules, which is breaking the rules without breaking the rules by changing the judges. And I find that very important. It is also important to state that the names of those who are going to be in the lists of the, you know, as candidates to the European Parliament have been closed yesterday, particularly the one of the Socialist Party, and some old names are returning, such as Leire Pachin. Leire Pachin is a model of communist in a socialist party, and there she will be, the eighth of the list when we all forgot her, thank God. But no, thanks to the devil, she's here again. The last thing I think is relevant, but two tiny things as to what has happening nationwide, which is Mr. Santos Cerdán. I don't know why I say Mr., but anyway, Mr. Santos Cerdán says that Koldo is the, from other podcasts, you know who Koldo was. They call it the Koldo case. It's not a Koldo case, it's the Socialist Party case of those who are taking money out of the public box. Koldo, he says, was nobody in Ferraz. Ferraz is where the Socialist Party has its meetings. And, he may not be nobody in Ferraz, but one who was very important in Ferraz, which was the Minister of Transportation, he was a chauffeur, and he was who moved all his affairs, and he's a testimony to all of those. And, well, Koldo may not be anybody in Ferraz, I mean nobody in Ferraz, but he was the chauffeur who was somebody, and he could have explained what the, you know, what kind of envelopes he used and what the envelopes had inside. That's what we are all keen to know. The second thing is that Mr. Villarejo, who was an ancient policeman and spy, the other way around would be more correct. I mean, he was a spy and a policeman. And now the socialists want the judge that is prosecuting him to summon some important administration members that worked for the Popular Party for harassing Sanchez family, which is the second point. I mean, Sanchez returned saying that he would change, returned 3 or 4 days ago of his spiritual retirement, saying that he would change the press, he would change the judges, and he would change the mud of the politics. Mud of the politics means that nobody can attack him or his wife because he pretends to be subject to immunity. And now he's not just asking for immunity, but also asking to prosecute those who try to accuse him. That's the view of, you know, politics that the socialists have. And now, the last thing is that in Catalonia, where the electoral process is on the ride, they wanted to be, you know, they're talking about the process. The process means the process of leaving Spain, of separatism. But now they forgot that. They forgot that because what they want is money. As you know, Catalans are known in Spain and in all the world for having the fist very, very closed. I mean, for the money. I mean, they don't give a coin out. And they're famous for that. It's part of the character. And well, now the issue at stake in those elections is the new financement of the Catalonian budget and where the money is going to come from and how much many thousands of millions, no, you know, billions are going to be blown out of the Spanish budget to go to the Catalonian budget. That's the issue at stake. How much they're going to take out of the common box in order to be the common box, but of the Catalonians. This will help you to understand what the problem with Catalonia is. I mean, they also always will be pursuing a specific process, but they are not going. They want money, and they want votes, and they want to use the political processes and the elections when democratical to be independent against the constitution, because the constitution requires very different ways in order to change the rules, not just for the Consejo General del Poder Judicial, not just for the judges, for everything, particularly, of course, for the this kind of separations. Now, what they want now is money, and that's what they really want, money without any kind of blood. I mean, they're not going to fight for Catalonia. They are going to, you know, to be in a theatre in which they are the actors that are prosecuted when they really are prosecuting something and pursuing something very clear, which is as simple as taking money out of our box. And let's see tomorrow what we have to say. Thank you.